Welcome to Drum and Bass HQ.
Was The More I Want by DC Breaks. That was actually their debut release on Ram Records Post Frequency, and we have DC Breaks on the line to talk about their newest release, Faithless, which features Bianca and is out now on Ram Records. Welcome to Drum and Bass HQ, guys.
Hello.
Yo, yo.
Wicked. Now, I know you're big on gigging and you've got a busy diary, so firstly, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. How was UKF Festival?
Yeah, UKF was absolutely off the wall, like super sick vibes in there, great sound of Building 6, and yeah, had a wicked time.
Wicked. Now, I know you've been gigging for a long time and you toured extensively all over the world. Do you remember your first gig playing together, playing out?
Oof. First ever, it would have been in Scotland sometime, probably around 2004, but that is like 10 years ago. my memory ain't that good.
I'd say maybe like as DC Breaks, as that established act, maybe Jungle Magic in...
It was a Honeycomb, and it was we did a tune showcase, and we were playing in between Mickey Finn and Aphrodite. So they did like an hour each, and we played like the middle hour or something like that, just playing all our own tunes. And that was kind of a big moment for us, because back then, you know, that was a great platform to be on and to have our music played. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Now, how did you initially hook up as DC Breaks?
We both went to uni in Edinburgh, and then we kind of met through mutual friend. Darren's a band. I lived with the drummer. I found out he was making drum bass. He found out I was making drum bass. Heard each other's tunes, and then yeah, just decided to like get in the studio together, basically. And that was 2003-ish. So going back quite a long time now.
Yes, it's like 12 years.
Yeah. It's getting on a bit.
Yeah, I know. So in all of that time, I know it's a hard question, but for both of you, or one at a time, what's been the highlight of DC Break's career so far?
Oof. Dan?
Pete Tong played Picket Line about 4 years ago, and that was great because it's the kind of show we've been getting a bit of love from Zane and Annie Mack and Annie Nightingale.
Yeah,
it was coming through on their shows, but for Pete Tong to play something of ours was so, you know, curveball that it really was a moment that we kind of looked at each other and just thought, fucking hell, what's going on here, you know? This is massive. No disrespect to the other guys, but it just kind of showed that we had obviously struck upon something that had a more universal appeal, and that was a much bigger deal for us, kind of climbing slightly outside of the drum and bass arena.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I know you play, like I said, all over the world. If there a venue that you come back to, it can be in the UK or abroad, but somewhere that just feels like home for you when you get behind the decks?
Probably over the years, the club we've played the most is Fabric, just because Ram have their nights there, and, you know, we've been with Ram for, well, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, maybe even longer, going back before that with Frequency and whatnot. So the Ram nights at Fabric are always like very special and always sold out and wicked lineups. So that's, I think, the place we played the most, probably feels like the most regular thing we've had over the last few years.
Yeah, and you're always seeing friends from the label or the guys down at Fabric, and it's so familiar now, and you know everything's going to be perfect and you're going to have a great night. I think that's what's the most special thing about it, is you always know you're going to have a great night when you go down there.
Yeah, you always know you're going to see your old friends and it's going to be like a big reunion type thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what gigs have you got coming up that you're looking forward to? I know you've got a massive diary, but just ones for the near future that you've got coming up.
Just confirmed Let It Roll Festival in Czech Republic.
Oh, wicked.
Which we did last year. I mean, when you got 10,000 people singing Swag, it's pretty mad, man. Because, you know, normally at festivals, you get a mix of people and then they won't know all the tunes.
Yeah.
But it's great anyway. But then you get, you know, 10,000 people singing Gambino.
Like,
what is going on here? So the Czechs absolutely love drum and bass. So we're really excited about that.
And then, we've got Electric Castle in Romania, UAF over in Austria, a massive UK festival, which you can't name the name of, but it's huge. NASFest, we're over in Ibiza, DAO Festival. I'm not sure how many of these we're allowed to announce yet, but like tons, basically. Yeah, we're busy.
Wicked. You just mentioned about Swag, actually. One of my questions was going to be, who came up with the idea for Swag?
Oh, that was Chris. Definitely. Chris's head is much more in the dirty beeline world. He's quite happy to sit. Put him in front of Predator or Massive for a few hours, come out with some disgusting riff at the end of it. He's quite happy to do that, whereas my role is probably a little bit more musical.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, it was just one of those, like Dan says, I had Predator soft synth out and I was just trying to get the groove that it has, you know, that was like in my head, just the wiring and the kind of oscillation of the bass line, and it came together really quickly and then it just took ages to finish. as is often the way, but the initial idea came together very quickly, and then I think I just took it up Dan's and we kind of spent an afternoon like writing out the bass edits and whatnot, and then I left it with him to mix and he smashed the back door out the mix, so it sounded super loud and punchy.
Wicked.
It was a good process, that one. It worked really well.
Definitely. You mentioned about the Predator soft synth there. I was going to ask you, what is the one piece of software or hardware that you're favouring right now at the moment?
Probably for me, it's got to be Serum. Transfer Records Serum. It's really good, really grainy, really versatile, great effects, and that's kind of my go-to synth for bass sounds at the moment, I'd say.
Yeah, so Serum's great. You can import your own wavetables or make them that way. You can always sound very different from other people who use the same synths. In the hardware world, currently we're using a Neve 8816 summing mixer, which is really great because you can drive the crap out of it. Lots of nice analog saturation, get a little bit more loudness out of your mix, and some great separation. So that's a new addition, and it's all over the album now. We had to remix the whole album.
You redid it when you got that. Oh, right, okay.
I got it, it was all finished, and then I bought that, and then it was like, I've got to do it again, but it was worth it. It sounds a lot better for it.
Yeah, because you want it to be right, obviously, and you want that to always be on point, right?
Yeah, and I think because the album uses a lot more organic instruments and drums and things, so we just wanted to see if going into the analog realm made any difference, just to get away from that digital nature, and I think it really helped.
Now, you're obviously on top of your game right now. A lot of people have been excited to hear that we're interviewing you today and you're regularly hitting the charts. The last time that I checked, you'd surpassed something like 4 million streams on your tunes. Where do you think the turning point was for when your production really got recognised and you started to gain support?
I think possibly like the Halo EP, but I mean, we've been kind of working in and around RAM through frequency for a few years, yeah. and we'd had a couple of singles with Viper as well up to that point, but I think the Halo EP was like just a really good rounded package, so it just like really showed our versatility, and from that, yeah, I don't know, we just suddenly got really busy with gigs, and that kind of just made everything, I don't know, just kind of ramped everything up, and then it was from that we kind of went back to RAM and kind of started the long album process, yeah, which is kind of where we are now, and that was like 5 years ago, but it was kind of, yeah, that was definitely a turning point for me anyway.
Okay, and now I know you've remixed for the likes of Professor Green, Example, Tiny Temper. I mean, the list really does go on and on. Are you ever daunted at the prospect of remixing, or are you like, yeah, cool, give me that?
Yeah, do you know, sometimes you get sent the wrong thing to mix, and you initially say yeah, we'll have a crack at that, and then you just can't find a way of making the parts work. And there's been a couple of occasions, and this is, you know, when the music comes from major record labels and it's like an indie band or something,
yeah,
you kind of think, I love the original track and I really want to give it a go, but I'm not confident that we're going to get something, and inevitably you don't really get anything that's very usable, because it doesn't sound like the original, and then it doesn't really sound like DC Breaks record, so yeah, what's the point, kind of thing. But generally, no, we do knock a lot of remixes back because they're not the right things to do, but when you hear the right one and you're desperate to get in it, you snap it up instantly.
Definitely. Now, here is Lullaby by Professor Green, the DC Breaks remix, which features Tori Kelly.
that it won't. To see even a glimmer of hope in the darkness is hard, and depression is a slippery slope. If the only thing that's definite is death, then things always change as long as you give them a chance.
So, out of all of the tunes that you've worked on together, which one are you most proud of?
Personally, I really love Gambino. It's just filth.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was in the Australia on tour back end of last year, and just so many people just coming up to me going, mate, this tune is my fucking jam. And it was just, yeah. It blew me away just how many people were just like, really like, this is, for me, my favourite drum bass tune of all time. So that one definitely hit home somehow, just resonated with people.
Yeah.
But I think with stuff we've done for the album, there's a lot more to be proud of, I think. Yeah. So Gambino is, it kind of is what it is. It's filthy, but it is a bit of a kind of just a techie jump up tune. It's not really like much more than that. Maybe it's catchy and whatever else, but some of the music on the album is proper, really good music, really well made, really well mixed. And I don't want to blow my own trumpet too much, but I'm personally really proud of the way a lot of it sounds. So, but you'll have to wait and hear it for yourself. Yeah,
definitely. Now, your latest release is Faithless, which I mentioned before, and it features Bianca on vocals. You've been getting a lot of support from, you know, Mr. Jam, Friction, Chasing Status. You mentioned Zane Lowe, Annie Mac. What's the feedback been like on the track so far from the listeners?
Yeah, it's just because, I mean, it's been going down really well in the clubs. It's a nice, more upbeat moment to a lot of the filth that we like to play a lot of the time. Yeah. So it kind of, you know, it's quite catchy, and it just has, like, now the sun's out, it seems to be going down even better because it just has that summer vibe to it.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to kind of grow and grow through the summer, that tune, and just kind of, you know, hopefully it'll be played a lot this summer during the festivals, and it'll just hit home then.
Where can you get Faithless at the moment? I'll put it all in the show notes.
Faithless is out now. It's available on Beatport, iTunes, all the usual outlets. And I don't think the vinyl's out yet, but I believe there is vinyl, and it's coming fairly soon in the next few weeks.
Wicked. So I've been hearing a lot about the album in the pipeline. Is it complete, and what can we expect from it?
It's 99.9% complete. Like, there's a few little last minute changes happening. So we decided that a couple of the records would benefit from some live strings and some live brass.
Yeah.
So we recorded those a few weeks ago. We've just kind of finished mixing those and getting the final versions done. So, but it's very minor stuff. Everything else is done. Haven't decided on an album name or even a final track list, but you know, there's a very solid bunch of music there to choose the final things from. And it's just, at this stage, we're just kind of like, we're not writing anything new. We're just kind of tweaking little things, and then, you know, at some point we'll have to make a decision about what makes the album, what doesn't. But in terms of what you can expect, I mean, it's basically going to be hopefully quite a classic DC Breaks sounding album, in that you won't expect or won't reckon, you know, I think we've developed quite an unusual style, in that we have a sonic signature that people can say, oh yeah, that sounds like a DC Breaks record, but a lot of our singles are all completely different. So apart from like Swag and Gambino, which were similar-ish last year, you know, it was very different to stuff like Fires EP, very different to like the stuff before that. So hopefully the thing you can expect is the unexpected. So
wicked.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Definitely. Well, now, once again, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
All right, cheers, Jay.
No worries. And in comes Faithless, out on Ram Records, of course.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out drumandbasshq.com. Changes when the lights go out, and I've been Drum and Bass HQ.